Listening test. Part 1. Listen and write.
Did you meet in the summer?
No, it was in the autumn, in November.
Oh, was the weather okay?
Yes, it was a beautiful sunny day.
Good. What's his first name?
It's William. That's W-I-L-L-I-A-M.
Okay. Where did you meet him? Do you remember?
Yes, I do. We met at our school.
Oh, so you were very young when you met?
Yes. We were only 11 years old. But we weren't friends at the beginning.
Why not?
Why not? Well, we didn't like doing the same things. Then, when we were older, we had the same favourite hobby. And we were more friendly after that.
What was your favourite hobby?
We liked going fishing in the lake near our village.
That's nice. Do you still go fishing together?
Yes. We go a lot in the summer.
Now listen to part 2 again.
Did you meet in the summer?
No, it was in the autumn, in November.
Oh, was the weather okay?
Yes, it was a beautiful sunny day.
Good. What's his first name?
It's William. That's W-I-L-L-I-A-M.
Okay. Where did you meet him? Do you remember?
Yes, I do. We met at our school.
Oh, so you were very young when you met?
Yes. We were only 11 years old. But we weren't friends at the beginning.
Why not?
Why not? Well, we didn't like doing the same things. Then, when we were older, we had the same favourite hobby. And we were more friendly after that.
What was your favourite hobby?
We liked going fishing in the lake near our village.
That's nice. Do you still go fishing together?
Yes. We go a lot in the summer.
That is the end of part 2.
Part 2. Listen and tick the box.
1. Where does Aunt Betty live in the summer?
Does she live near your farm?
In the winter, yes. But in the summer, she travels a lot.
Where does she go?
She goes up the river in her summer home. It's a boat.
Oh, she lives on a boat.
Yes, she likes visiting old castles and places near the river.
2. Where is Aunt Betty's winter home?
Does she live on the river in the winter?
No, she's got a little house in our village for the winter. It's opposite the hotel.
Oh, yes. Is it that little pink house?
Yes, that's right. That's her house.
3. Where does Aunt Betty work in the winter?
Does your Aunt Betty work?
Yes, she works hard in the winter when everyone comes here to ski.
Does she work in the hotel?
Not now. She worked in the restaurant there about 5 years ago, but now she works at the theatre, in the shop there. She sells books and postcards.
4. How often does Richard see Aunt Betty in the summer?
Do you often see your Aunt Betty?
In the winter, we see her once a week. She comes up to our farm on Wednesdays for her milk.
And in the summer?
Only about once a month. Sometimes we stay with her for a weekend on the boat.
5. What do Richard and his sister do when they visit Aunt Betty?
My sister and I love staying with Aunt Betty. It's very different from home.
How is it different?
Well, she hasn't got a TV, so we can't watch anything.
What do you do then?
Most of the time she just talks to us, about her travels usually. Sometimes she goes outside and paints a picture. Then she comes in and starts telling us stories again.
Are they good stories?
Yes, and sometimes the stories are very long, so we don't go to sleep until after midnight.
Now listen to part four again. 1. Where does Aunt Betty live in the summer?
Does she live near your farm?
In the winter, yes. But in the summer, she travels a lot.
Where does she go?
She goes up the river in her summer home. It's a boat.
Oh, she lives on a boat.
Yes, she likes visiting old castles and places near the river.
2. Where is Aunt Betty's winter home?
Does she live on the river in the winter?
No, she's got a little house in our village for the winter. It's opposite the hotel.
Oh, yes. Is it that little pink house?
Yes, that's right. That's her house.
3. Where does Aunt Betty work in the winter?
Does your Aunt Betty work?
Yes, she works hard in the winter when everyone comes here to ski.
Does she work in the hotel?
Not now. She worked in the restaurant there about 5 years ago, but now she works at the theatre, in the shop there. She sells books and postcards.
4. How often does Richard see Aunt Betty in the summer?
Do you often see your Aunt Betty?
In the winter, we see her once a week. She comes up to our farm on Wednesdays for her milk.
And in the summer?
Only about once a month. Sometimes we stay with her for a weekend on the boat.
5. What do Richard and his sister do when they visit Aunt Betty?
My sister and I love staying with Aunt Betty. It's very different from home.
How is it different?
Well, she hasn't got a TV, so we can't watch anything.
What do you do then?
Most of the time she just talks to us, about her travels usually. Sometimes she goes outside and paints a picture. Then she comes in and starts telling us stories again.
Are they good stories?
Yes, and sometimes the stories are very long, so we don't go to sleep until after midnight.
That is the end of part four. Part three. Look at the pictures. What did Ben do last week? Listen and look. There is one example.
Were you on holiday last week, Ben?
Yes. On Wednesday I went to see my uncle and aunt.
Did you go by train?
No. We went in a helicopter because they live on an island.
Wow!
Can you see the line from the word Wednesday? On Wednesday, Ben went to visit his uncle and aunt. Now you listen and draw lines. 1.
So, Ben, what did you do on holiday?
Well, on Thursday evening we went to the cinema.
On Thursday? Did you see that great new film about the boy with a dog that can speak?
No. It was about a girl and a helicopter. It was very exciting.
Oh!
Two.
There's a big forest next to my uncle's house.
Did you go there on Friday?
No. We went on Saturday.
Ah.
We took a kite and we also took the dog for a walk.
3.
Then we went to the forest again on Monday.
And what did you do there?
We had a picnic and took some photos.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes. I took a good picture of some lizards.
Four.
Did you go to the cinema again another day?
No. The weather was nice. On Tuesday we went to the beach.
Did you go in the sea?
Well, I did, but my aunt and uncle didn't.
What about the dog?
He doesn't like water. He likes playing on the sand. Tuesday was a good day.
Five.
I'd like to see their dog.
I've got some pictures. Look.
Oh, he looks happy.
Yes. We went to the beach again on Sunday and I took some photos of him there. It was a cold day.
Yes. I can see there aren't any people in the sea.
Now listen to part three again. One.
So, Ben, what did you do on holiday?
Well, on Thursday evening we went to the cinema.
On Thursday? Did you see that great new film about the boy with a dog that can speak?
No. It was about a girl and a helicopter. It was very exciting.
Oh!
Two.
There's a big forest next to my uncle's house.
Did you go there on Friday?
No. We went on Saturday.
Ah.
We took a kite and we also took the dog for a walk.
Three.
Then we went to the forest again on Monday.
And what did you do there?
We had a picnic and took some photos.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes. I took a good picture of some lizards.
Four.
Did you go to the cinema again another day?
No. The weather was nice. On Tuesday we went to the beach.
Did you go in the sea?
Well, I did, but my aunt and uncle didn't.
What about the dog?
He doesn't like water. He likes playing on the sand. Tuesday was a good day.
Five.
I'd like to see their dog.
I've got some pictures. Look.
Oh, he looks happy.
Yes. We went to the beach again on Sunday and I took some photos of him there. It was a cold day.
Yes. I can see there aren't any people in the sea.
That is the end of part three.